Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair. Plus, night racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, next Saturday. And remember, we'll also offer simulcasting on the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. With world-class speed and the ability to carry it a distance of ground, Forbidden Kingdom is a tremendous opportunity for the California breeder. And he joins a stallion roster that includes perennial top sire Clubhouse Ride, along with Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson to make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Boy, it's great to have you with us. Less than a week away from the Run for the Roses, we entered yesterday at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby this Saturday. As expected, a field of 20, and the 3-1 morning line favorite is the Santa Anita Derby winner, Journalism. He draws post 8 in that field of 20. And he just had a 5-furlong workout this morning. I got the splits on it. They gave him a final time for 5 furlongs earlier today at Churchill, 101 2/5. The first quarter, apparently 25-4, 3/8, 37-3. Did not get a half mile split. And then he was out 6 furlongs in 113-3, 7/8, 126-4, and pulled up a mile, 141 1/5. Journalism, the 3-1 morning line favorite in post 8 for the Kentucky Derby this coming Saturday. A lot of excitement. I think it's, in my opinion, a very deep group of 3-year-olds. We're going to get a lot of things sorted out, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. We've got Aaron Wellman, who heads up Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and they are the primary owner of Journalism. Aaron Wellman going to be joining us top of the next hour, and I'll tell you this, a great story in all the Southern California News Group papers by Jay Posner. His byline includes an affiliated San Diego Union Tribune. It's just a really good story, and it's got a San Diego hook because Aaron now calls Rancho Santa Fe home and goes in depth about his background and everything else. A great picture of Aaron in his office. Take a look at it. Today's sports section, all the Southern California News Group papers. I happen to be looking at the San Gabriel Valley Tribune. And speaking of the Tribune, Kevin Modesti covers racing here at Santa Anita and Del Mar year-round, does a tremendous job along with Los Alamitos. And I was in touch with Kevin a little bit yesterday because we did not have entries and results in yesterday's paper. They are back this morning, and I want to thank Kevin for that. I know he was all over it, and you know he told me that he was hoping they could get Friday's charts maybe in the Monday paper. We'll have to wait and see, but... Well, you talk about friends of racing. The Southern California News Group papers, the LA Daily News, Whittier Daily News, Long Beach Independent. What tremendous coverage we get for a game that certainly needs whatever we can give it. A lot of ground to cover this morning. We're going to be hearing from Bob Baffert in just a few minutes. Right now, we get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to a very busy Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets. Hi, John. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. You know, I know we had the late the nighttime opener at Churchill Downs yesterday. That makes for a very long day for guys like you in that Eastern time zone. But, boy, the racing is at concert pitch, and looking forward to more of the same really all week leading into the Derby on Saturday.
They're going to have two amazing cards, Mike, both Friday and Saturday. Obviously, you have Oaks and Derby Day, but the undercard on both of those days, it's like a Breeders' Cup Day. It's just unbelievable. You know, racing goes through ups and downs, and this is one of the ups. When they put on cards like this, people love it, gamblers love it. And it should be a great 2 days of racing, and hopefully the weather's clear and no excuses and all safe trips.
Yeah, John, and you know, at Churchill, they opened things up yesterday, but then they take a deep breath and a step back on Sunday today. And then, boy, they're back in the barrel Tuesday through Saturday, no Sunday after the Derby. And you're going to be on an airplane real quick, like, heading out to Las Vegas. You're going to be at the South Point along with John Lindo, Ralph Sirocco, for a big Kentucky Derby seminar, Oaks Day night. That'll be Friday at about 6 p.m. Pacific, I believe. I know you're fine-tuning all your Oaks and Derby stuff. Encourage everybody to go to your website, jonhardwon.com. And as far as that seminar goes, you know, a lot of us can't make it. All we do is go to the South Point website, and it's going to be on there live. So I look forward to that, John, very much.
Yeah, people seem to like it. We've been doing it for a number of years now, and all positive response. And John Lindo's a great handicapper, and I love doing it to work with him. And Ralph Sirocco kind of guides us through everything, and it's just a good team, and we really enjoy doing it. We stick around afterwards to answer questions from people. It's a nice night. It's not very long, maybe an hour, and we get a lot accomplished.
Yeah, I know you do, John. I want to ask you about the draw. What do you make of it? You know, I'm looking at Cole Battle. He's a sentimental choice for a lot of people. I really enjoyed talking with his co-breeder here a few weeks ago, Jay Adcock, whose dad, Joe Adcock, really a legendary right-handed slugger for so many years in the National League with the old Milwaukee Braves. He ended up here with the California Angels at the end of his career and was still hitting the long ball. He's in 16. He's a horse that, you know, he likes to be up close. He's got a lot of speed to his inside, which I think is a good thing. But what do you make of the favorite drawn 8 here in a field of 20 journalism?
Well, I'm sure if they had a choice, they would have chosen 8, 9, or 10.
And right.
they couldn't have asked for a better post. And listen, obviously it's a 20-horse field, and there's going to be a lot of action, and you're going to need some racing luck. But as far as post position, journalism could not have asked for a better post. You know, Bob Baffert really got the worst of it breaking from the rail with Citizen Bull. He's going to have to go. And then in the four-post, he has Rodriguez, also speed.
Got to go.
There's at least 6 speed horses in the race, Mike, so you're going to get an honest pace.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know who's going to be around at the end, but they're going to be running early, and that's only good news for horses like Journalism and Burnham Square, even Sovereignty, who's got the 19 post. But the race is going to set up, I think, for a closer, and listen, Journalism's certainly the horse to beat.
Yeah, you know, Citizen Bull, I saw Bob speaking a few days ago, and he was pretty adamant, hey, this horse is really turning around. His recent form, he's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Champ. Recent form disappointing, but boy, the rail, that's a tough assignment. It really is.
And it leaves you no choice, but you have to go, you know, and he has enough speed to go. So that's a little bit of an advantage for him. But if he had no speed and you had the rail, you'd be in big trouble. You'd be shuffled back to 18th or 20th, and you got to pass them all. But this horse is going to show early speed going into that first turn, and Rodriguez is going to be outside him. I don't think they're going to go after each other, obviously. There's no point in doing that. Mm-hmm. But speed and the rail, you know, I'm sure if Stafford had a choice, there's no way he wanted the rail. It's just a tough post to win.
It is.
They say since they put in the new gate that the rail is not that big a disadvantage. Well, I have to see it to believe it.
Yeah, and weather always a concern. Boy, they ended up Friday at Keeneland, and, man, it was wet back there, and it looked cold, but the weather's supposed to be warming up. I think I saw today where it might hit 80. Of course, they're not running today. And some thunderstorm activity forecast through the week. Saturday looking pretty good on the extended 10-day. I don't think it's going to be a problem. It doesn't look like on Derby Day, John.
Well, one thing about Churchill, Mike, no track in the country dries out as fast as Churchill does. I mean, even yesterday morning, they had the track was off, and, you know, obviously by post time it was fast. No track dries out as fast as Churchill does. They obviously have a terrific drainage system or what special dirt. I don't know what it is, but the track at Churchill dries out faster than any other track.
John, I saw it with my own eyes. I've only been to one Derby. It was 2004. The year Smarty Jones won, by the way. Congrats to Smarty and those that were involved with him. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame come August up there in Saratoga Springs. But that day that Smarty Jones won, John, it rained. I remember I rode over to the track with Dick Mandela at like 5:30 a.m., maybe a little before that. And I mean, it was raining. And before the Derby, like maybe an hour and a half before the Derby, there were beer cans floating across the racetrack past the finish line. I'm serious. That's how much water there was. And then all these kids in the infield with their shirts off, they're snorkeling and everything. You know, it was unbelievable. But you know what? It let off a little bit, and the track was – it was great for the Derby. It wasn't a factor.
It's unbelievable. Again, I mean, no track in the country dries out as quickly as Churchill Downs does.
Listen, we got a guy named Flavion Pratt, the reigning Eclipse Award-winning jockey. He's up near your neck of the woods at the Big A. He was there yesterday, and he's there today to ride a $150,000 turf stake for a guy by the name of Chad Brown. This horse, she has not run since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at Del Mar. This is for three-year-old fillies going a mile on turf. Virginia Colada. And she's the second choice on the morning line at 5-2 in today's Memories of Silver at Aqueduct. What do you make of the situation, John?
Well, you got a couple of late scratches there, Mike. Three late scratches. Take out the 4, the 7, and the 10, leaving a field of 6. And while Virginia Colada is certainly the horse to beat, I like a price horse in there, Mike. Number 3, Italian Soiree. 12-1 on the morning line, Johnny V for John Terranova. I think that's the right horse to be playing at the price. You know, it's an interesting race today, Mike. Bob Baffertchick, Cornucopian back here for the 7th race. It's a mile on the main track. They had 8 horses entered. Guess what? 5 horses don't want to face him, and it's now down to a field of 3. 5 late scratches. Basically a walkover for Cornucopian.
Well, they don't want to run against Bob on dirt here at Santa Anita, and they don't want to run on him against dirt back there. Do you think his feelings are hurt, John?
No, I think he'll smile all the way to the bank to cash the check.
Yeah, the purse, $82,000. What's your best bet for radio here, hour one, John?
Let's look at Aqueduct, third race today, 6 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 3 horse in here, On the Hill. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the James Bond barn, Javier Castellano aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He's sitting on a big effort today. The race sets up well for him. I like number 3, On the Hill, to upset and win today's third race out at Aqueduct.
Post time for that, 2:16 Eastern. Now, you know, we're not running at Churchill today, but, boy, we're going to be Tuesday through Saturday. Tell us what we can look for at the website, jonhardwon.com.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Friday and Saturday's work on the website will be up on Wednesday. I'm going to put it up before I leave to Vegas, okay, so everyone has a get an early head start on that.
Terrific. Hey, can't wait to get you back hour two. We'll bring you out here to Santa Anita. An 11 race card today and a nice 3-year-old filly stake down the hill to Senorita. First post time here, 1 o'clock for that. We'll do that later on in the show. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You bet. Now, listen, before we get back to Churchill Downs right now and say hello to their senior director of media relations, good friend of mine over the years, Darren Rogers, I have some sound from Bob Baffert sent out by the Kentucky HPPA. I believe this is Friday morning at Churchill. Thanks to Elise Diaz, we've cut the tape down a little bit. We're going to pick it up with Bob addressing how his horses have settled in at Churchill Downs.
And the Derby horses, Rodriguez, I loved his wood. He just got out there and just kept going. The distance is not going to be an issue with him. I think he's a lot like his sire, Authentic. He's with age. He's going to mature. He's getting better, and I can see he's there. I think by the fall summer, he's going to be really good. But he has to be really good next week. And so far, he looks good. I'm going to give him all of them just a little breeze here, maybe Sunday, Monday, whatever. And but they look great.
What does it feel like to be back here, Bob?
It feels great. I came here in November and it was nice, and it's coming into the stable gate. Everybody was nice to me, welcoming me back. And so it's like I never left, so I feel great.
Any emotions coming back here, seeing all this back up here?
I'll get the emotion. When I get the emotions is the day of the Derby is when I get the emotions, because of all the, there's a lot of great memories that I've had here. And when I had my parents here, and I think about, I'm so happy that I got to share, my successes when they were here to see it, winning the Derby. So that's when I get emotion on race day.
What would it mean to win on your first year back and with the horses you have?
I think it's exciting anytime you win. I mean, it's one of those things where, you win a Derby and you think, well, could be my last one, and and so you have to just take them one at a time. And right now is to focus on the horses and to keep them happy and healthy. And, from here on, a lot of detail involved from here on out. So watch everything, watch the weather. I don't have my son Bodie. He used to keep me in going with the weather. He's bailed on me. I asked him about it. He's in college now. He doesn't care about the weather. But
where's he go?
Huh? He goes to TCU. And so but this track really handles weather really well, rain really well. So I really like the surf. Surface looks great. So they all went over it really well.
What about Citizen Bull? Your 2-year-old champion, Citizen Bull.
I think the last race, I gave him that one race, and he was a little heavy, and he got tired. He was blowing pretty hard after that last race. He's come back, and I've been able to tighten the screws on him a little bit. Now he's ready for the Santa Anita Derby, So, he looks great. He's been working well. He's pretty happy.
Okay, and again, that was Bob Baffert a couple of days ago at his barn there at Churchill Downs, thanks to the Kentucky HPPA. As mentioned, we're joined now by an old friend, Churchill Downs Senior Director of Communications and Media, a Southern California native, in fact, a shortstop on a really good high school baseball team at Laguna High way back in 1989, Mr. Darren Rogers. Hey, Darren, good morning. How are you?
Chopper, good to be with you. That was a long time ago. I think I'm two of those shortstops today.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I have seen some stills, Darren. Anyway, hey, listen, Baffert, he's handling things first class. I knew he would, but there was a 3-year hiatus, and I don't know about you, Darren, but that 3 years for me, I was the PR guy at Santa Anita. It was very awkward with horses being shuttled to other barns and then downplaying, well, I don't know, you have to check with this guy or that guy. Isn't it kind of good to get back to situation normal, Darren?
Yeah, I mean, look, time serves. Safety and integrity is so important to us, especially when it comes to the Derby. Remember, he had six positives within and they were positives for legal therapeutic medication, but it was six nonetheless in a 13-month span, including the Oaks, the Derby, and the other four were Derby preps. And
yep,
we just felt it was very important for him to take accountability, whether or not the violations were purposeful or accidental. They were violations nonetheless, and we want everybody to play by the same rules. And, it was caught in a mess with court cases. It was settled. Bob apologized. He took accountability. We're moving forward, and, you know, we're thrilled to have him back. I mean, Bob's a very important part of, you know, the Churchill Downs lore and the Churchill Downs history. You know, he shares the record with Ben Jones of winning the Derby 6 times. We all know he's crossed the wire 7 times.
Yeah.
But we would love to present him with another trophy down the road, and it's great to have him back.
Darren, all that said, did you catch one thing he said in that sound that we just rolled? He said, referring to this year's Derby, could be my last one. I don't know if we want to read too much into that, but I wonder if he's tipping his hand. Do you think he might be thinking about stepping away, or you just never know, it could be your last one? That's probably what he intended, but I thought it was interesting.
I think it was more along the lines of, you never know when you're going to be back. Because, you know, these guys are uber competitors. And, you look back at our days, Mike, I know you were a baseball player. I love playing the game. And, you know, there's nothing like competition. And these guys love to go out there and compete. And he's still able to do that, you know, with racehorses on a day-in and day-out basis. That's very tough for these guys to give up.
Darren,
very tough.
I think back to Baffert's first Derby, and I remember him saying afterwards, he had a cowbred by the name of Cavaneer that was ridden by McCarron. Here comes D. Wayne with Jerry Bailey, a horse that never ran again, coming out of the Louisiana Derby by the name of Grindstone, and put a nose on him on the money. And Baffert said, you know, you just don't know. Am I ever going to get here? Am I ever going to have this kind of a chance again? Well, we know now he's had plenty of them, and he's got 6 Derbies with an asterisk. Medina Spirit won back in 2021, but was taken off the board there. But you're right, Darren. You never know when you're going to be back in a position to win a race like this, and there is no race like this.
No, and then you have not only do you have to have the athlete, the horse, you have to have a little good fortune, and I can take
a lot.
You know, Bob threw up in his mouth just a little bit last night when Citizen Bull, you know, landed the rail, and even when we were drawing the post for Rodriguez, you know, the 2 was open as well, and he was at least fortunate to land the 4. I will say this, Mike, I'm not as concerned about the 2 inside posts as I was pre-2020.
Yes.
When they would start literally on the turn. With this new starting gate, that's, you know, it's a consecutive 20-stall starting gate. It easily fits into that Churchill Down stretch. And it's really, you know, the 1 and the 2 are really starting from, like, the 3 position. So there's plenty of room down on the
good
inside.
Point.
And the other thing to keep in mind is we've got some precipitation in the forecast, you know, all the way, I think it's Tuesday through Friday, with a chance of some rain. And if there's some moisture on that racetrack, where it dries out real quick, but, the you know, one of the best places to be is down on the inside. Speed is done well on the rail when there's rain on, and the moisture in the ground. So he's got the, you know he's going to go. You got Neil Equos, who's going to go. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other speed to the inside. I mean, you've got Owen Almighty winging on the outside. I mean, Citizen Bull's athletic enough to get away from there. It's just a question. Look, Mike, there's a ton of speed in here. I think this race, journalism, by the way, what a picture he is. I know you guys have seen him, you know, all winter long out at Santa Anita and last fall at Los Alamitos. But I'm telling you, this horse, he looks the part. He's very professional. He looks like he's settled into Churchill Downs nicely. Michael McCarthy is handling all the cameras very well. And the horse looks like he's setting on going. I ran into, you know, University of Louisville football coach Jeff Brom. He was asking me the other night. He said, who do you like, Darren? And I told him, well, I hate to be a chalk-eating weasel, but, you know, journalism, I said, Coach, he looks like a Power 5 quarterback throwing up against a bunch of Group of 5 defensive backs.
Wow.
And that's what I think. I think that's what I think this kind of is. I think he's just a few lengths better than the rest of the very competitive bunch.
I saw the video of his 5/8 work this morning, and he absolutely looks tremendous. Last thing, Darren, time's very short. You can hear Steppenwolf kind of pushing us out the door. Set the table real quick. We don't run today at Churchill. We come back on Tuesday. Any wrinkles, anything new in terms of the betting menu, Oaks and Derby Day?
No, the Oaks and Derby, so we're going to race at 12:45 Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then we come back with Oaks Day, where we're pushing back post time. It'll be 11 a.m. Eastern, not the old 10:30. We're going to condense the same number of races, but condense them more a little between races, shave a little time off in between as we load up to the Derby. The betting menu is great. You know, Mike, we've got multiple pick fives. Derby Day features 14 races, six pick fives, five pick fours, mandatory payout, the 20-cent Derby City six jackpot. You got some two-day wagers as well on Oaks Day. Take a look at those menus. There's plenty of options to satisfy every horse player.
I love it. Darren Rogers, thanks for the time, man. Have a great Derby week back there.
All right, Chopper.
All right, folks, we are going to move on. We got John Lindo queued up next, then Orlando Gutierrez. As noted, Aaron Wellman, one of the primary owners of the Kentucky Derby favorite journalism, going to be joining us top of the next hour. Whole lot of shows straight in front of us. Don't go away.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Like I feel, baby. Come on. Oh!
Turbo Los Angeles. Folks, we just heard about Forbidden Kingdom, a sensational new stallion for the California breeder. Look, it's not too late. Give Terry Knight a call up at Legacy Ranch, 510-928-4980, and then go to the tape. Go to the 22 San Felipe, final major prep for the Santa Anita Derby, and you watch Forbidden Kingdom fairly run off the television monitor. A multiple grade two winner that included the San Felipe Stakes. And, you know, on the strength of that win, well, he was the even money favorite in the Santa Anita Derby. Unfortunately, things didn't go well there, but he's got an incredible pedigree. He's got the physicality, and he's got the race record. Get your mares to Forbidden Kingdom and do it now at Legacy Ranch, 510-928-4980. He joins a stallion roster up there that includes perennial top California-based stallion Clubhouse Ride. Had a terrific winner going a mile on grass Friday at Santa Anita by the name of Kikyu Ride, owned and bred by the Seidner family, 6S Racing Stable, trained by Craig Lewis, ridden to victory in his second start by Juan Hernandez. Is Clubhouse Ride standing proudly at Legacy Ranch in Clements. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada right now. He's en route, I'm told, between Las Vegas and Carlsbad, our good friend John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. Where are you?
Michael, just pulling back into Carlsbad, and I'll set to go. I'll be back out in Vegas next week.
You got an early start.
Well, I'd like to watch that sun come up over the desert. It's beautiful.
In the rearview mirror.
In the rearview mirror, yeah. And traffic's pretty good that time of morning, too.
Yeah, I've done it many times. You're right about that. John, so much to address. Let's talk about the cowbred situation before we talk Kentucky Derby and what you're going to be doing this week leading in. So many reasons to own and breed in California. Look, I think everybody's got to be encouraged. We hated to see racing go away at Golden Gate Fields, but the thought was with the consolidation – we would be able to bolster our horse population. That is exactly what's happening. And these guys are entering, these guys that are transplanted now from up north. There's no more training at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. And our field size is much improved at Santa Anita. And I know we've got more cheap races, but we're betting more on those races down here than we were, say, at Golden Gate Fields or some of the fair venues. John, your thoughts on the situation here as far as the California breeder?
Well, with the one circuit, too, the purses are starting to inch back up again, too. Yeah. So that's a good sign. And, you know, you're racing for more money, and you're going to get the chances to run your cowbreds. You look at the card today, you know, just take a look at how many cowbreds are competing on this card. So if you have one that's capable of competing in Southern California, there's going to be money to be made. And you know, not only in California, but around the nation, bull crops are declining. So you're going to get more opportunities if you come up with a decent horse.
Yeah, and the full crops, boy, that's something that really needs addressing, among other things. No question about that, John. Well, let's talk about the situation with the Kentucky Derby draw. You've heard a lot made of the fact that the Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner Citizen Bull drew the rail. Baffert's Rodriguez drew number four. By the way, Citizen Bull, certainly based on his recent form, is a 20-1 long shot. Rodriguez on the line is at 12-1, and as noted journalism, the 3-1 morning line favorite among 20. And boy, we're sure hoping that the Santa Anita Derby runner-up Baeza is able to draw in. He's next in if there's a defection.
Right, and the way the race was drawn, just, you know, a quick look on paper, you've got a lot of speed right on the inside, and with 20 in the gate, they've got to go. You talked about Citizen Bull on the rail. You got Neo Equus right next to him. He's got speed. Rodriguez is obviously going to be up forward. And then from the middle of the pack, you've got East Avenue. And on the far outside, I've got to think Owen Almighty from post 20 has no other recourse but to go as well. So I don't see how the pace isn't at least legit and contested. So
yeah,
it's going to make, you know, for an interesting scenario, getting to that first turn like it always is in the Derby.
And I want to point something out from Steve Johnson at the South Point, which is where you're going to be next week. He said, and he usually texts me early in the afternoon on Saturday. He was in the barrel with the Kentucky Derby draw and everything else, so it was later last night. But he said there's still a few rooms available at the South Point, but they're filling up fast. I would suggest people go to southpoint.com and get your reservations, you know, locked down now. He said, as far as players are concerned, advanced daily racing forms are going to be available there at the South Point on Tuesday. They'll have advanced wagering available on Thursday. And in addition to hosting that Kentucky Derby seminar on Friday night with you and Jonathan Hardoon, Ralph Sirocco is going to have a Derby special on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific. Steve says go to YouTube and then just enter South Point Studio in the search bar, and you can catch Ralph's Kentucky Derby special from the South Point. So, man, they're all in as far as the biggest week in racing goes.
It's great to see, isn't it? A place that likes horse racing. And, yeah, we're going to be doing that live from the studio. John Hardoon will be there from New York in time to join us in person. And, you know, we're going to touch base with Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director, who's not afraid to go to the windows on horses as well. And I'll see if he's going to put some matchups up, horse to horse and things like that. Those are always fun for the Derby. So it'll be a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of action. We'll have the exhibit hall open at 9 a.m. on Saturday for the viewing party. And again, those self-serve terminals, you can not only bet the horses, but if you want to play the NHL playoffs or the baseball games or NBA, whatever you want, you can do it all from those self-serve terminals in the exhibit hall.
Good point with the exhibit hall at the South Point. It's unique to that property because so many other places where they have race and sports on days like the Kentucky Derby or the Breeders' Cup, there's just not enough room, and you got people that are there all the time with their own turf, people coming into town. It's just tough to get some racing room at a lot of those places. But I know at the exhibit hall there at the South Point, they're able to accommodate everybody and comfortably so.
They'll do it, and then you can get your refreshments cheaply. The adult beverages are very cheap. It's a cost-friendly, fan-friendly atmosphere. You can get some wagers down and have some fun.
John, I know you're busy this morning and just off the road. Where do you want to go for a best bet today for radio?
I'll go to Santa Anita. Let's go to the Santa Anita in the fifth race today. You know, I think that track may still have some moisture in it. It was still cloudy this morning, and it was kind of cool. So I don't know how much it's going to dry out after yesterday, but I don't think the conditions are going to matter for number five, Mongolian Max, a horse that, even though he's down in class, he's not entered for a tag. So that's a positive sign. There's speed in this race, and I thought the outside of this main track was where you wanted to be yesterday. I think he'll be finishing well down the middle of the racetrack. He's 10-1 on the program, and he's in good form right now. Number five, Mongolian Max, race five, Santa Anita.
And also point out, you're going to be taking on Toby Terrell from Winner's Card. He says it's number two, Sakil, in race five, and encourage people to pick up Winner's Card when you go racing at Santa Anita or any of the other live venues, or you can catch it online at casetherace.com. Hey, John, it's going to be a lot of fun this week. Well, you're going to be like a ping pong ball getting back up there in short order, but I know you always look forward to it. As John Hardoon noted earlier, it's just nice to interact with the fans. Boy, when you really got product to talk about.
Well, that's the thing. And if you know, facilities are going to promote the game, we're going to be there to try and give them a hand. So we'll do the best we can, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of folks out there at the South Point this weekend.
You bet. And, folks, the toll-free number at the South Point, if you want to give the racebook manager, Steve Johnson, a call, 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, I can't wait to catch you, Bob Eichen and company, here with your Derby Day edition of Thoroughbred LA, 9 to 10 on AM 830. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. Hey, listen, before we get down to Los Alamitos, say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. And, boy, a lot of two-year-old trials last night, more of the same tonight for the Ed Burke Million Futurity. Want to let you know, fans, want to tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse and every race. Who wants a bunch of homework? They do it for you. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Let's get down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Before we talk about your nighttime product, and obviously it's exciting this time of the year to get the two-year-olds out there on the track, set the stage for people wanting to go to Los Al to get involved with everything that's going on at Churchill Downs and around the country this week with the Oaks on Friday and the Derby Saturday.
Yeah, Mike, absolutely. Thank you. We are so looking forward to next week. On Friday, the grandstand will be open at 7:30 a.m. Admission is only $3. We offer free general parking. Vessels Club and Burgar Sports Bar will be open at 9 in the morning. And, of course, we'll have some winning interest in the Kentucky Oaks with Tenma winning the Starlet here at Los Alamitos, looking to become the second Starlet winner since we've had it here at Los Alamitos to win the Oaks. Abel Taflin won it in 2017. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday, all gates will open at 7 in the morning. And once again, we'll be rooting for Journalism, who won the Los Alamitos Futurity here and has gone to continue to do great success. And we'll be rooting for him definitely in the Kentucky Derby Day, Mike.
That's a big feather in you all's cap, no doubt about it. And he's one of many that have come through Los Alamitos to compete and win on the biggest stages in the world.
Absolutely. You know, we've had so many outstanding horses. Mackenzie, who won the Los Alamitos Futurity and went on to do some outstanding things. Dorman was a great, great horse that also won there on Los Alamitos. And we had California Chrome. Can't remember that. He competed here on Los Alamitos.
I remember him.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it was such a great time having him here in that two-time horse of the year that raced at Los Alamitos as well.
Hey, tonight you got 10 of them. You get underway at 6:40. Doc Allred's going to kick 10 grand into the pick six pool to kick things off. And that pick six race is 5 through 10 tonight. I think you had 6 trials to the Ed Burke Million last night. You've got 4 tonight. Talk about it.
Yeah, so last night we had a lot of juveniles that made their first start. It wasn't necessarily a trial, but they needed that race in order to be eligible to the actual Ed Burke trials on May the 25th. So these horses are getting ramped up, getting ready for a big, big night of racing in a couple of weeks. It's coming fast. We'll have a lot more this Sunday night. We have four races for the two-year-olds, and we have some big-time standouts. In race number six, number two, the Lady Is a Vamp, has the fastest gate drill that we've had so far this year, posted a 12 flat on April the 9th. She's a half-sister to Kevin's Wife Corona, who won the Kauai Bar Handicap last night. So really looking forward to see her debut. And in race number eight, can't get any bigger than this name, Accelerated. He was the sale topper, the all-time sale topper at the Los Alamitos Equine Sale. Mr. Gamaliel Garza paid $850,000 for Accelerated. And so far in the gate drills, he's looked really, really good, really sharp. He's even money on Ed Bergard's morning line. He draws the outside post, Accelerated. So it's great that a horse that was purchased here at Los Alamitos is going to make his racing debut here after posting some really, really nice drills. So looking forward to seeing not only Accelerated, not only this Lady Is a Vamp, but we'll have 27 total babies running tonight. Looking forward to seeing how they develop.
And Orlando, back to race six. You mentioned the first-time starter, the Lady Is a Vamp, number two. Trained by Paul Jones, nephew of Indy former great Parnelli Jones. He established quite a milestone last night at Los Alamitos, did Paul Jones.
Yeah, he continues to rack up victories there at Los Alamitos. He's getting closer and closer to 4,000 quarter horse wins, really hoping that he gets to that point. And getting always closer to Blaine Schwanabel's all-time record as well. He's now won 353 stakes victories at Los Al, also getting closer to Blaine Schwanabel. And like you mentioned, Paul Jones, a big car enthusiast. I remember he had a nice two-year-old by the name of Foose, named after another well-known car expert, automobile expert by that name that had a TV show, I believe. So he's all in auto racing. He likes things that go fast, and he's got a fast one tonight.
Yeah, he's got one tonight, hopefully. Real quick, we need to make some money tonight, Orlando.
Yeah, I'll go to race number 10 and the outside horse. That will be number 9, Fast Track Eagle. 4-1 on the morning line for trainer Ricardo Guillen. Last out, broke through the gate, but popped with some speed, even after getting bumped and just missed finishing second. This horse is on an improve. I'll give him a shot from that outside post at 4-1, Fast Track Eagle. He's not the biggest horse, but he is pretty quick out of the gate, especially in his last few ones.
Orlando, man, charge the batteries. You're going to need all the strength you can muster coming into a big week for all of us in racing with the Kentucky Oaks and Derby this Friday and Saturday. Have a great night at Los Alamitos.
Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Late on the break, Elise says we got to take it. We're going to be heading back to the Big A and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair. Plus, night racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, next Saturday. And remember, we'll also offer simulcasting on the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
We're all sensitive. And welcome back, final segment. Hour one here, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. We just heard once again about Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, and the guy that makes that happen, along with his wife, Mike Conboy, and his wife, Kelly, they are the force behind Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, one of which Mike and Kelly, all the best today in race six. They are the co-owners or part owners of number two, Lady Gregory, coming off a nice win last time out. They're still eligible for this day other than condition with Calbreds because they're going from turf to dirt. So wish them all the best at 6-5 with number two, Lady Gregory, in race six. Let's get back to the Big A Aqueduct and say hello to my good friend Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Matt, good morning. How are you and how's the weather today?
Doing great. The weather's beautiful. All the storm fronts have cleared out, and it is an absolutely gorgeous day to watch a horse from your neck of the woods, Cornucopian, run out here at Aqueduct.
Yeah, in the seventh, but I guess not too many people want to run against him.
No, not really. It's amazing how that happens.
Well, it's the same thing at Santa Anita. I mean, Baffert's getting his feelings hurt. You know, he shows up to the sandbox, and everybody pulls their toys and says, maybe next time.
Yeah, exactly. It's too bad because that was shaping up to be a nice field. But it'll be a prep for the Preakness in all likelihood for Cornucopia.
Yeah, with Irad Ortiz, and you got another big jock back there once again today, Flavion Pratt, in the very next race. It's called the Memories of Silver, 3-year-old fillies at a mile on turf, and he's got Virginia Colada. hasn't run since the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf at Del Mar back on November 1st. She's the second choice at 5-2 for Chad Brown. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I think she's sitting on a big race. The fact that Flavian's coming in for this one, Chad is so good at getting these horses ready off the layoff. I think if you get 5-2, that's a really good bet for the day.
Matt, we're down to 30 seconds, regrettably. How about a best bet for radio, and tell us how to get signed up for NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. Best bet is in the last race. I know they took it off turf, but the number 7, no problem. Half-sibling to Hijazi, who you might remember. And listen, I think this one making a debut as it makes a lot of sense in that race, 8-1 on the morning line. And for Naira Bets, just go to NairaBets.com or download the Naira Bets app. If you use code Derby25, you get up to a $200 deposit match bonus and a free $25 bet.
I know you're kind of rooting for Rodriguez in the Derby, winner of the Wood Memorial. We'll hash it all out on the recap next Sunday, Matt. Good luck in the ninth today at Aqueduct with number 7, no problem. Post time for that, 5:26 Eastern. Have a great day there in New York, Matthew DeSantis.
Thanks so much. Appreciate
it. We're going to step aside for just a few minutes here, and we're coming back with a guy, the big ownership guy here with Eclipse Thoroughbreds, Aaron Wellman. They've got the morning line favor for next Saturday's Kentucky Derby journalism. That and more. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 2 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimos, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair. Plus, night racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, next Saturday. And remember, we'll also offer simulcasting on the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Welcome to Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We are going to scoot back to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, and say hello to an old friend of mine. He heads up an ownership syndicate called Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and they are the primary owner, if you will, of the Kentucky Derby morning line favorite, winner of the Santa Anita Derby most recently, Journalism. He drew post 8. He's 3-1 on the morning line in a field of 20 back there for next Saturday's Derby. Aaron Wellman. Good morning. Let's hope you're sipping a little champagne with Sheryl Crow in the background next Saturday night.
That would be nice.
Indeed. Talk about the way he worked this morning. I see they gave him a 5 furlong time. I saw the video on X, 101 and 2, but I was more impressed with the way he went out there around the first turn.
Yeah, it was a well-executed drill, just what Michael McCarthy was looking for. Umberto had a pretty tumultuous last 24, 36 hours trying to get in and out of here between Santa Anita and Churchill Downs, but he was here this morning, thankfully, got a great feel for the track and more of what we've grown accustomed to seeing from him week in and week out, which is exactly what we wanted to see.
Well, good. As far as the way he galloped out there around what we call the clubhouse turn, apparently 3/4 again, the work time, the official time, 101 and 2, galloped out in 113 and 3 for 6 furlongs, 7/8, 126 and 4, and a mile in 141 and 1. I know you had to have been at the barn when he came back. Just fill us in. Is he done cooling out, Aaron?
He is. And, you know, I've been fortunate to participate in several derbies the last 15-plus years, and there's a little perch on the fourth floor. outside of the celebrity suites that's a great view of the racetrack, and that's where Bob Baffert watches all of his workers the week prior, and Michael and I and our contingent were up there today along with Bob. And I remember many years ago, you know, Bob obviously has owned the Derby the last decade plus, if not the last two decades. And he had said while I was in his presence that if you don't shade 127 for 7 furlongs in your gallop out, you're going to have a real tough time winning the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. So it was exactly on the button just inside of 127 without ever being asked by Umberto. Horse is almost as unflappable as they come and just gives us this bomb-proof feeling. So he cooled out beautifully, never turned a hair, and dove right into his feed tub for breakfast time. So we couldn't be more pleased. It's just another checked box of many along this journey, and we just hope he keeps checking them.
Well, I love what Baffert said about the gallop out in that last work. You got a shade 27 going 7/8, check 126 and 4. Aaron, a lot of people listening, that they may just be casual sports fans. We got the Angels Twins coming up in about 1 hour here on AM 830. Explain to us what you do with a colt like journalism now the rest of the week, and Super Bowl Sunday is Saturday with the Kentucky Derby. I'm sure he walks tomorrow, but take us through the process and how you address everything leading into this kind of a race.
Yeah, most of the heavy lifting's been done at this point. Most of his stamina conditioning and serious workouts have taken place today, being an important one, and touch wood, he comes out of it healthy and with good energy. A real good sign is, you know, when they're in their feed tub and eating up all the food that's put in front of them, that's an indication of a happy horse. And he's given us that feeling all along, and hopefully he'll continue to do so. Like you said, he'll probably just have an easy recovery day tomorrow. I think the intention is probably to visit the starting gate again once or twice just to get him accustomed to it here at Churchill Downs. He'll probably paddock school at least once so that he gets familiar with those surroundings. Obviously, there's no way to replicate what we might expect come Derby Day, because that's just a frenzy. But we'll expose him to the paddock. And really, as far as his exercise is concerned, he'll probably have a jog day on Tuesday, and then gallop days leading up to the day of the race. It'll be a game time decision on Saturday whether Michael decides whether he wants to gallop them that morning or not. Post time is not until 6:57 p.m., so that's a really long day of just walking around the shed row and hanging out in his stall. So we might track him that day just to take a little bit of the edge off because it is such a late post time. But other than that, you just really want to keep the horse happy, keep him in his routine, and just like any other athlete, you know, like a prize fighter going into the ring, you want to get their game face on and find that nice balance between intense focus, but also a calm about them that they know they're conserving their energy for when it matters most.
Well, I'll tell you what, in terms of a horse who's been able to handle things from the mental standpoint of it, he overcame so much adversity in winning the Santa Anita Derby. I want to be clear, post time, as Aaron noted, for the Derby Saturday, 6:57 Eastern. So that'll be 3:57 out here Pacific. Aaron, I've heard guys say over the years, when you ship out of town, in your case, it's from Santa Anita, from Southern California, whether you're going to Churchill or maybe in the old days it was Chicago or wherever it was, the admonition kind of was, hey, bud, you ain't home. I think, and maybe I'm reading too much into it, that's one of the edges I think you have with Michael McCarthy. Everybody used to call him Whitey, but, you know, he served a great apprenticeship with Todd Pletcher. And he was at Churchill a lot. He was in New York all the time. He was all over the country. He knows people. And I think just the familiarity aspect, it's a people world in the final analysis. I think that's a bit of an edge when you're dealing with all the people and everything you have to deal with when you're running out of town like you are on Saturday.
There's no question about it. You're always on foreign turf if you don't know the lay of the land.
Exactly.
Thankfully, Michael knows Churchill Downs and Louisville like the back of his hand. He knows
it's an
starters.
Edge.
He knows the track man. He knows the stall guys. You know, even though his primary string is in Southern California at Santa Anita, he does have a string of about 20-plus horses at Churchill Downs. So he has a full-time assistant there and help. So it's not like you have to ship into somebody else's barn and feel like a guest in someone else's house. He's got his own surroundings, his own comfort zone, mm-hmm. and it's a big deal. And I got to be honest, yesterday was a little dicey. We were scheduled to work yesterday. We had quite a bit of rain on Friday and through the evening. Michael walked the track as late as 10 o'clock on Friday night. We were on the track at 5 o'clock that morning. We were able to consult with, you know, the track man, the superintendent, and even the pony guys, you know, out there that know the track so well, some locals that have been over it, so on and so forth. All those things you try to have in your arsenal, and Michael's got it. We opted to err on the side of caution yesterday, wait till today to breeze him. So it's just little things like that. We know Michael is ultra detail-oriented, coming from, you know, the Wayne Lucas training tree through the Todd Pletcher program, and we didn't leave any stone unturned, and hopefully all of these little details will translate into the result we're looking for come Saturday.
Well, to me, everything you listed, these are tangible pluses. And Mike said a few days ago, when asked about, hey, when's the big horse going to work, he said, I'm handicapping the weather. That is what you just described, and I think he nailed it. The track, what I saw, the video I saw of your horse going this morning, Aaron, looked like you had a really good track to work with.
It was really good today. You know, hats off to the track people and superintendent. Look, it was, and I think, you know, your SoCal listeners will appreciate this. Umberto Rispoli got on a red eye on Friday night, landed in Cincinnati at about 4:15, 4:30 Saturday morning, took a car over to Churchill Downs and got there right about 6:55, getting ready for a 7:15 work with the intention of turning right back around and riding the cart at Santa Anita yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And he, Michael, and I just huddled up in Michael's office after walking the track and gathering the information I described before, and we just all looked at each other and said, not going to happen. So Umberto actually turned back around, got on a plane, went to Atlanta as his connector, got stranded in Atlanta, couldn't make his way back for the cart at Santa Anita, and by the time mid-afternoon came around, Nakatani and I said to him, get your butt back to Louisville.
Yeah.
Let's go enjoy the draw. You can work the horse in the morning and head back after that for the Santa Anita card. Ride Sunday, take a deep breath, and then come back with your family early in the week.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into it, but at the end of the day, it boiled down to what's in the best interest of the horse. And we felt that waiting that extra day was the right thing to do. And again, hopefully that proves to be a decision that bears fruit.
Yeah, I would have taken his passport and car keys and said, Jock, you're not going back to L.A. You stay right here. We're going to work tomorrow, meaning today. That is what a circuitous route to a Kentucky Derby work. Aaron, I'm looking at a four-column photo of you above the fold in this morning's San Gabriel Valley Tribune, one of many in the Southern California newspaper group. What great supporters they are of our game. What a great story. I'm sure you've seen it, by Jay Posner, who we've all known for many years in San Diego. He covers all sports. But this is really a neat story. I knew that you had cut your teeth with Jude Feld. I didn't know the backstory. At age 8, you badgered him unrelentlessly, and he finally agreed to take you out to the track to start mucking stalls at 4:30 in the morning one summer, many summers ago, and you've been going there ever since.
Yeah, you know, I credit Jude so much, so heavily for where I am today. He was one guy that just opened up the backside to me as a young kid, and I – took the opportunity and ran with it. I fell in love with everything about it, you know, with the horses being of paramount importance, and then just learning the ins and outs, the hand-on experience, how the backside ticked, the people, the players.
Yeah.
As you well know, I at some point moved to the front side and got into the TV department and marketing department with you over at Hollywood Park. You were another, you know, early influence on me, giving me an opportunity, and just all the exposure to the different angles, front side and backside of the industry, so instrumental in where I am today. And thanks to guys like you and Jude and several others who really opened, you know, their arms in the world of horse racing to me. You know, it's a big credit.
Well, and your parents were just so absolutely key in you know, you growing up with a deep appreciation of the game, of making the horse first. And I know that's what you've always done. You've already experienced one victory in the Kentucky Derby. That was with Animal Kingdom back when you were president under Barry Irwin with Team Valor. And now you're trying to do it here with Eclipse Thoroughbreds. I learned from reading Jay's story this morning that your motto is, when you started your enterprise, Eclipse Thoroughbreds, believe big. I know you are. You got a lot of people in your corner. He's 3-1 is journalism on the morning line. I'll tell you what, Aaron, I just wish you all the best. Safe travels. You come out of the race 100% physically. And if things break your way and he runs to what we know his potential is, hopefully you guys are going to be smelling roses come next Saturday there at Churchill Downs at around 4 o'clock Pacific, something like that. Thank you for your time, and good luck on behalf of all of us out here in Southern California, Aaron.
You got it, Mike. I appreciate it as always, and hopefully we could make SoCal proud and bring this Kentucky Derby trophy home.
Well, again, it would be it's a big thing. You know, there's so much at stake here to once again demonstrate, look, Santa Anita is the place. If you want to have good weather for the most part, if you want to have a great facility to develop your horse to run in a championship race like this, there is no race like this. But it's a big deal on many fronts, Aaron. You're carrying a big flag. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. As advertised, I believe we mentioned he's coming on. My good friend Brad Free, who has been all over the Derby preps, really have enjoyed his work week in, week out in the Friday Daily Racing Form with the Kentucky Derby watch. And they had a tentative morning line with all the horses. They've had journalism on top since the Santa Anita Derby. Brad Free weighs in right now. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Great interview with Aaron Wellman. Boy, journalism is such an easy horse for us out here in California to root for.
Thank you.
Owned by some good guys, trained by a good guy, ridden by a good guy, Mike McCarthy and Umberto Rispoli. This horse is going to take some beating this next weekend.
He is. You're looking at the post position draw like I am. I've got it on screen right now at the Pollock Report with the Morning Line at Churchill. Your thoughts here 6 days out. How are you going to bet the race, Brad?
Well, I mean, I haven't even finalized my selections yet. I've got it down to four main contenders, and those being Rodriguez, Sandman, Baeza, and Journalism. Three of those are actually based in California, so I could be accused of being a homer. But listen, Journalism ran the two fastest races of any three-year-old that's in the Derby. He earned a 108 Beyer in the San Felipe, a 102 in the Santa Anita Derby, in which he overcame a compromising trip. He's the fastest horse on figures going into the race. But Baeza also ran well in the Santa Anita Derby. He was wide. In fact, his Thoroughgraph number was faster than Journalism. Baeza got a better, faster number than Journalism when he finished second to Journalism, Baeza did. Sandman is going to relish the pace scenario. There's all kinds of gas signed up in this Derby.
Yeah.
Citizen Bull, Neo Equos, Rodriguez, American Promise, Admire Daytona, Owen Almighty, East Avenue. Those are all horses that like to race on or near the front end. Sandman is going to be coming from far back. He'll be losing ground on the far turn. He'll be rolling late. And to me, the wild card in the race is Rodriguez. I know that he won the Wood Memorial with a soft trip, setting an easy pace, and his only previous win was a lone front-running trip in a maiden race. I suspect that Rodriguez might potentially be able to rate a little bit, and that's based largely on how he ran in the Bob Lewis three starts back. He was forwardly placed. He took back. He kind of re-rallied. That race was won by Citizen Bull. I don't know that Rodriguez is a one-dimensional front runner. It's true that his best races have been when he sets the pace. But if he tries to go for the lead next Saturday, he's going to be hooked up with all those other front runners, and he's going to, you know, they're going to gas each other out. If Rodriguez can sit back right behind the speed, he'll get first run on the closers. And I expect that Rodriguez has a chance to outrun his price at 12-1. Again, I haven't finalized my selections yet, but Rodriguez at 12-1 is not a bad gamble. And he's also trained by a guy who knows a little bit about winning the Kentucky Derby, that being Bob Baffert.
You know, Brad, the top jockeys, I've often heard it say, the best thing their agents can do when you're coming up to big races, Breeders' Cup races, in particular the Kentucky Derby, if you're not sure about things, that is remain open. And apparently that is what Flavion Pratt has done. He is open, as he was when he happened to pick up the horse for Billy Mott, Country House, leading into the draw here a few years back. He had taken off of Omaha Beach. Omaha Beach won the Arkansas Derby, and Pratt was relegated to taking this other horse who, let's say, he flopped in on the first racing disqualification in the history of the Derby. Anyway, he's open again. He and his agent, Brad Pegram, they have committed to Baeza. He's next in if there is an additional defection. What's your read on that situation, Brad?
Well, I can just go on based on reporting from Daily Racing Forum, Dave Granick, who came up with a very interesting nugget in the last couple of days. And he said in the last 6 years, each year there has been at least one horse scratch from the Kentucky Derby. So if that trend continues, and then we have, what, 6 more days left, scratch has to be done by next Friday. If that trend continues, then Baeza has a good chance to get in. Of course, something could also happen to Baeza. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong during Derby week. But based on Grenig's reporting, each of the last 6 years, there's been one scratch out of the Derby field. So if that trend continues, then Baeza is in. He would break from the far outside. To me, that is a non-issue, a non-factor.
I agree.
We saw Rich Strike won it from post 20 a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So Baeza has enough tactical speed and a smart jockey aboard. If he does get into the race, I think he has a big chance. I don't think if he does start, Mike, I don't think he's going to be anywhere close to 12-1. His Thoroughgraph speed figure last time out, it was too fast. It's the fastest last start figure in the field. He only finished a tick behind Journalism, whose buyer speed figure is only 1 point higher.
Yeah.
So you don't usually get a giant price on a horse with a big figure like Baez. I can see him being in the 8-1, maybe even 6-1 range if he gets a chance to run. And if he gets a chance to run and Flavion Pratt is aboard, he will have every chance. This is a good horse. He's a late foal. He's a foal that, I want to say, May 13th. So by the time, when they run the Kentucky Derby, he won't even be a three-year-old as of yet.
Yeah.
But each race has been better than the one before. Sheriffs has said from his trainer, John Sheriffs, from the get-go, everything that they've done with this horse, he always does his best work at the end of a workout, at the end of a race. He's the type of horse that will finish. He's a half-brother to Mage, Derby winner, half-brother to Dornock, the Belmont Stakes winner. Baeza would be making his fifth career start in the Kentucky Derby, and he has a huge chance. I hope he gets the chance to run because there are some other horses in here who are not nearly as qualified as Baeza is, and it'd be a shame if he ends up on the AE list. But I think he's going to get in, which unfortunately means somebody's going to have to stub their toe along the way.
Yeah, that's – I didn't know that when you mentioned that Grenning had researched that so many horses, there has – so many years, there has been a defection from the body of the race leading in to the Derby, Derby week. And, boy, you talk about high-stakes gamble. Pratt and his agent, you know they said no to several people with live horses because they really believe this is the horse we feel can win the race. They're just hoping for an opportunity. It's really interesting. I wish all the best for Lee and Susan Searing, the owners with CRK Stable, of Baeza. It's an exciting prospect. They're all dressed up. Let's hope they have some place to go. Hey, Brad, we've got 10 races today at Santa, make it 11. We get underway at 1 o'clock. Good feature race for three-year-old fillies. Used to run at a mile on grass. It's now at about 6.5 down the hill at Santa Anita. We've got an interesting horse coming in from Gulfstream Park, Chloe, with Louis Saez. She's unbeaten in two starts. And, you know, taking a look at the race, wanted to get your thoughts. Jungle Peace, another very interesting commodity with Phil D'Amato, who was able to knock down his first stakes win in a while yesterday.
Yeah, this is an interesting race down the hill. I liked it better when it was a one-mile grass race than it was run at Hollywood Park, I believe, sometime in spring anyway.
Yeah,
it was. Chloe is it's 2 for 3. She won both of her sprints. And her most recent start was super impressive. And she set a blistering pace under pressure, 21-1, 43, and she won by nearly two lengths. That was going 5 furlongs at Gulfstream Park. It's a little bit different situation this afternoon, 6.5. This race is scheduled on the hill. I haven't heard if they're changing it to the main oval or not. 6.5 is going to be a challenge, especially considering Jungle Peace has a similar front-running style. But the thing about Jungle Peace is when she won her U.S. debut, she sat third just off the speed. So I think that Jungle Peace, under Reachbully, is going to relinquish the lead to Chloe. Chloe's the horse to catch. Jungle Peace is going to be sitting right behind. And then the route to sprint closer in the race, number 7, Amarita. Only 7 signed up. It looks like one of those 3 horses is probably going to win the 2 speeds, Chloe and Jungle Peace. Maybe Amarita comes and tags them both in the lane. But an interesting little 7-pack in race number 7. I like the front-running chipper, Chloe, to wire the field.
And Brad, real quick, if you can, your best bet on today's 11-race card.
Well, I'll give you my best gamble is in race number 5. It's number 2, Sakil, who did not have a great trip last time out. He was kind of blocked. He had to wait. And when he got clear, he only went one pace to the line. The final furlong was not that great. But I think that he lost his momentum and lost his chance when he was stuck in traffic. That was his first start since January. He comes back in a $32,000 claiming starter allowance, a mile on dirt. He should get a good trip sitting right behind the speed. And if he can find a clear path this afternoon, I like number 2, Sakil, to score an upset in race number 5. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
Brad, thanks for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon, Mike.
All right, Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. I want to point out Andy Harrington from National Turf texted me. He says, in the 9th race today, make it number 2, Call Me Corey. And if you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, make it David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. If you get over there, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. They've got a full inventory of the most popular models, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma, Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. That's at David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Same goes for South Bay Toyota. The number to call at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. We'll be right back with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair. Plus, night racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, next Saturday. And remember, we'll also offer simulcasting on the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of sunsets and stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, folks, I know a lot of people are going to be heading to the Derby Room at Fairplex Park this coming week. Boy, some of the biggest, best cards of the year are this week at Churchill Downs. You think about Oaks Day Friday and, of course, Derby Day Saturday. Field size, depth, and the exotics, the payoffs are unbelievable. I know a lot of people are going to be going to the Derby Room Thursday, advance betting, and then you're taking off. A lot of people hosting Derby parties on Saturday. With all that in mind, from the Derby Room to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, it's only about a mile and a half. They're off the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street. That's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're right behind In-N-Out, next Stater Brothers. And make sure your Kentucky Derby party is a winner if you're going to be hosting it. Again, folks, Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza. Get into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Let's get to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Sorry for the kind of awkward lead-in there, but got a lot on our plate this morning, and you're going to have a lot on the website. Go ahead and set the table for the week in front of us. Churchill Downs idle today. They're dark tomorrow, but they start back up on Tuesday through Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to probably do some coverage on Tuesday through Thursday at Churchill. But for sure, the main events are the Oaks Day on Friday,
yep.
Derby Day on Saturday. If you're interested in selections, I will be available for Kentucky Oaks Friday, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the latest. Check the website. If you want to go earlier, good chance it'll be available earlier. The selection will be available that evening and throughout Friday. Same thing for Kentucky Derby Saturday, Mike, at the latest available on Friday at 6 p.m. You can check earlier and available all throughout the day. And you're right, though. The undercard, you know, we love the Derby, but the undercard races, I think, is where you make your hay.
Wow.
You know, they're just so many great races. I know John mentioned that, and it's the truth. Those are the races, and you get incredible value in those races. The depth is amazing. So don't only look at the Derby. Look at those other races.
No doubt about it. Sage advice. Two selections from you on air. Where do you want to go for number one today?
Well, this is a tribute to Toby Callett. Let's go to Gulfstream Park. I heard yesterday on the show, and I know he's coming on, that I guess he's going into somewhat of a retirement, right?
Yeah, but he's going to be with us on radio. So
that's good to hear.
We're
that's
the great beneficiary of that, but he's kind of shifting down a little bit. I think he wants to play golf, smell the roses, enjoy life without a lot of deadlines.
Yeah, he's a good man, and let's go to his neck of the woods. How about it? Let's go to the eighth race at Gulfstream Park, and there's an interesting horse on the videotape, Mike. Tiffany Gold, the two horse. Now, she looks good on paper. She won her last race dueling on the lead. Didn't earn a big number. Go back and watch this race, though, and take a look at the head-on. She got mugged by another horse in this race. She broke well. The horse from the three from inside of her was a runner by the name of Busting Bullet. And you could even hear the race caller mentioning that Busting Bullet is drifting her or Tiffany Gold and herself into about the 6-7-8 path down the backstretch, and they were making contact. They were bumping consistently. Somehow, she's able to eventually get away from that horse mm-hmm. and won gamely. So it looks okay on paper, but even better when you watch the video. I think she could possibly clear this field. There's not a whole lot of front speed. That last race is better than looked. Race 8, let's go with the 2. Tiffany Gold at 5-1.
At Gulfstream Park. Post time for that, 4:36 Eastern. and an 11-race card today at Santa Anita, Bruce.
Let's go to the 8th race, nuts and bolts type filly, $16,000 restricted fillies. Now, if you're a 3-year-old in this race, you could be a multiple winner. If you're an older horse, they're one-time winners. There's only two multiple winners in the race, and I like one of the 3-year-olds here. I like the rail, Nala. She won a starter allowance restricted race here back in early February, Mike, with a nice kick. The last race was the ultimate lung expander, March 21st. Mark that day down. It was an extremely slow, tiring, outside closer track, and she got into it in a speed duel with Putford Doe. At the quarter pole, they were 8 lengths in front of the rest of the field. So you can understand why she got a little bit tired at the end of that race to finish third. By the way, Putford Doe came back and won again off of that effort. She turns back to a sprint distance today. That route race was so tiring that you got to think that's going to put a ton of stamina into her today. And you know she's an effective late-running sprinter. So race 8, like the 3-year-old against the elders, the one with one of my favorite no-cal riders, Bill Anton Georgie, Nala, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
Okay, and O.J. Hottege is the conditioner. Nala, post time for that, 4:38 Pacific. Hey, Bruce, have a great week straight ahead. I would encourage people, check out betonbruce.com. I mean, for this week, there's just so much opportunity out there. Bruce, I know you hit the tape. You do the work. Just encourage everybody to go to your site, and I really mean it. All the best to you.
I appreciate it. We're working at it on as we speak, so we'll talk next week.
Okay, terrific. We'll close this segment out with top handicapper Bob Mazursky. You can catch his graded handicap and morning line for all the Southern California races each and every racing day. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
Good. You probably want to hold back on a Derby selection, but if not, come with it. If not, I would encourage everybody to get the paper for Saturday, get your Oak selection Friday, and listen to Thoroughbred LA Saturday morning, 9 to 10. Where do you want to go here?
I'm going to go to the last race of the day at Santa Anita. I like the inside horse, number one, Anan. I thought the horse had some trouble last time as the favorite. You get a jock change to Berrios today. Hector Berrios is obviously one of the better turf riders in the country.
Yep.
I think if the horse gets clear sailing, he can get the job done. 5-1 on the morning line. I'm not sure we're going to get that, but I'll take anything close to that. So number one in the race, 11, Anan.
11th and final at Santa Anita, number one, Anan. Have a great Derby and be well, as Jonathan Hardoon says. We'll talk next week, Bob.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
All right, listen, folks, it's here. An exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred racing. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. Going to step aside for just a few minutes. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida. Check in with Toby Callett. And then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheats. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Demos Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. Make your plans to join us for the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th, led by fastest qualifier Beyond Repair. Plus, night racing's best bets are early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players and racing fans. Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby, next Saturday. And remember, we'll also offer simulcasting on the Kentucky Oaks on Friday. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy.
Pacific. Listen, we talk a little bit about plumbing issues from time to time. Never a good time for those. And, you know, a lot of people, particularly people with businesses, commercial buildings, they're proactive. They don't want to wait till they got a problem and you're busy and all of a sudden you got water everywhere. So they have regular maintenance scheduled. I cannot recommend highly enough my good friends at Western Rooter for whatever your needs, whatever your situation may be. Family owned by Larry and John Batala, along with my good friend Mike Glenn. All you need to know about Western Rooter, go to their website and you're going to see over 400 five-star reviews. Commercial, residential, 24/7, serving the entire San Gabriel Valley for more than four decades. You can give them a call at 626-448-6455. And if you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West, and we mean it. Let's get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Good. I see you've got 10 at Gulf today, and first post time right about now. Are they close to the gate?
They're on their way in, and we're not going to have much time to dally because the radio play is going to be in race two today.
All right, hit it.
Hit it? Okay. Well, you know, the NHL playoffs are going on right now, and that's not the reason I like number six Goal. But it is our goal to get the money. Yeah. I liked him in his debut. He was in a little over his head. The race was much better than looked. He's subsequently gone up to Mark Cassie's farm, where he's had his own personal hands on this filly since she's been up there. And I believe that Joe Bravo will get the job done today. She'll get a great trip. She's five on the morning line. I think we'll get something pretty close to that. The obvious danger is the 10 Scarlet Sands. We'll look at the four no-mo cookies and the five beaches and pearls. It's 6:10:45 to get live in today's second at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and we heard the announcement yesterday. You're gearing down in terms of the workload, but you're still going to be available to us on radio to Bob and John 9 to 10 here Saturdays and here on Thoroughbred LA. You know, in the second hour between 9 and 10. So. on behalf of the listeners, really appreciate your work over the years, and glad you're staying with us, Toby.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, and as I say, I'm still going to be doing my groundwork and timing and observations, and I'm still going to play, and so there's no reason not to to stay with you guys. It's sort of woven into the fabric, so to speak.
Thank you so much, Toby. Have a great day, and good luck through the Oaks and Derby Friday and Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. He's going to be on roller skates real quick, like heading out to Las Vegas. But we've got him from Saratoga Springs. How are you, John?
Good, Mike. Happy for Toby that he's doing what he wants to do, but it's going to be sad, you know, I guess, for his clients that he's kind of giving it up. So got to do what's good for yourself, I guess, somewhere along the line. And he certainly puts in his time, effort, and work. Terrific handicapper and a better person.
I'm so glad you put it that way, and I get a lot of feedback from people now. You know, we're seeing so much of Kurt Hoover on FanDuel and at Santa Anita, at Los Alamitos. Well, he does the simulcast show for the most part down there, but then at Del Mar. And people are starving for what a guy like Kurt brings, Toby Cowlett as well. You know Kurt, John, he does the work. He pounds the videotape, and you also take into account the speed figures, everything else, but these guys, they just don't come with numbers and spew that out. They're really doing the research, if you will.
Yeah, they don't cheat on their work, Mike. They put the time and effort in. And like you said, Kurt, nobody hits the videos more than Kurt.
I know.
He's plugging them on when you see him on TVG. And, really, these are professionals. These are throwbacks, you know, and these are the guys that made this game, and it's going to be interesting.
And speaking of that, he and I, despite his workload, I don't have so much these days, we agonize collectively via text over the way the Angels are going right now. So we hope they turn it around here in less than 1 hour in the Twin Cities. John, we need a selection at Santa Anita today, an 11-race card.
Let's go to race 5, a mile on the main track. And number 3, Cowboy Mike, ends up in Tim Yachtin's barn today. Not sure why. It was Bob Baffert in his previous races. However, off the figures, he's clearly the fastest horse in the race. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. I like number 3, Cowboy Mike, to win today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
And if he gets the money, looking forward to seeing Bob Baedeker with the winning connections. They're in the winner's circle. Well, no, he's no longer with those original connections. He might be out there anyway. But once again, you covered it in hour one. But tell us what's going on with the website, with the Kentucky Oaks huge card and Derby Day as well. And then you're going to be heading to Vegas. But when is your stuff going to be available at jonhardoon.com?
Well, Friday and Saturday will be up Wednesday morning before I get on the plane to Vegas. And, you know, this way everybody's got time. You don't have to rush. Take your time. You got plenty of time to get the picks if you want them. And obviously every racing day, the day before the races, the selections are always available for the next day. We obviously will do Churchill, Santa Anita, and New York this entire week.
Okay, terrific. And what's your itinerary now? I hope it's not as ambitious as what we heard was going on earlier with Umberto Rispoli, flying to Cincinnati, renting a car, getting down to Churchill 15 minutes before he's supposed to get a leg up yesterday morning on journalism. They cancel the work. Then he went to Atlanta. He was going to try to get back to LAX and ride yesterday. And he got to Atlanta, and they said, hey, Jock, get back here. We're working in the morning. I hope your schedule isn't quite that ambitious.
No, nowhere near, Mike. And listen, these guys put in the time and effort, and when you're going to ride the favorite in the Derby, you got to be flexible and do whatever they say because
it's
a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. Well, who do you like here today with an 11-race card, John?
Well, Cowboy Mike in the 5th race. We haven't changed.
We're going to stay with the Cowboy. John, good luck in Vegas. Looking forward to the Derby seminar, Oaks Day night, Friday night about 6:00 Pacific, and that'll be available at the South Point website. Have a great time over there, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget Angels pregame next up here with Trent Rush, and that'll be Terry Smith, Mark Langston at about 10:40 as the Halos try to salvage something today versus the Minnesota Twins. My thanks to Elise Diaz. We'll see you next week. Good luck. We'll
chose a gun and threw away the sun. Now these towns, they all know our name. Six gun sound.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.